Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Just to say, by the way, lots of really warm texts about Steve Wall. I haven't time to read too many of them now, but here's one that sums up what a lot of people are saying. Great interview with Steve Wall. Such an interesting man and life, completely unaffected by his success, with his humanity intact. Lovely chat and music. I could listen to him all day. And that's from Jerry. Eileen Dunn Crescenzi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good. So, Eileen, you're going to tell us how to get some flavours of an Italian summer into our lives with a few largely kind of very simple dishes. Before we get down to that, now, you usually talk to us from Rome. I believe you've exited Rome to escape the heat, have you?
Oh, my God, it was unlivable. We just, you know, on spec, we just got in the car and drove up to the Alps. It was just intolerable. We couldn't live there.
It's a hard life, isn't it, Eileen?
Right.
It's great to the Alps.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so you're somewhere cooler now anyway. So listen, summer, the Italians are pretty strict about eating in season, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I thought a lot about this, and it is definitely cultural. Now, I've been coming to Italy, you know, living here, coming back and forth for the last 50 years, and nothing has changed in those 50 years. It's really anchored in tradition. And I suppose because they have seasons, which we don't have, they've clearly defined seasons. And so every season brings, you know, an abundance of fruit, vegetables, nuts, pulses, and then life kind of orbits around what's available. But another important thing, I think, is that every area has a local fruit and vegetable market, so it's very accessible.
Yeah.
And then there's a feast, everything, you know, food is, there's a feast around everything from a peach to a melon to an artichoke or, you know, lamb chops. There's, you know, festivals ongoing to celebrate when these
That's
things come
it,
into
celebrating
season.
The stuff. That's a good thought. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you have a few very simple ones for us. So melons first, and a very simple assembly job with melons.
Yeah, it's just assembling, you know, well, I would always say how to pick a melon. I think that's important. When you go to your supermarket or where your local vegetable supplier, always smell it. Yeah, that's really, really important. And I think that a melon smells like a very ripe peach,
okay.
You know. But don't be afraid to do that, because you're going to be really disappointed if you bring home a hard, unripe melon. So, you know, prepare, peel your melon, slice it, and just present it on a plate with parma ham. Fig jam goes really, really nice with that. And I see in Ireland we have it everywhere now.
Okay. That's one anyone can do. Orange fennel and olive salad is another reasonably simple one, apart from the fact that people are wondering how much of the fennel do you hack?
Two. Well, let's say for six people, I would use six oranges and two, you know, whole fennels. And I sent you in the recipe and tell you how to prepare the fennels. This is a typical Sicilian summer, you know, seaside kind of salad. And it's just so delicious. But try and get the blood oranges. That makes all the difference.
What's the difference with them?
It's the juice. So the juice that comes out and mixes with the olive oil, it just is a fabulous dressing.
Okay. And are they in season? Yeah.
They're in season.
They're only here at particular times of the year as well, in fairness to us.
Like,
I'd say the Italians won't hand them over to us to start making them for out of season, obviously. I'd say they're disgusted with us. Listen.
But you know what? Up here in the north, there, you know, everywhere there's vineyards and apple orchards. Apples is the big thing. But most of the produce goes to Germany. We don't get those lovely apples that they have here in Trentino.
I'm surprised they're giving it away. So listen, a pasta salad can be a very disappointing event. What are people doing wrong?
They're serving it too cold, I think. But here's the trick. This is what I learned years ago. When you boil your pasta and put it in the colander, immediately put it in a large serving bowl and mix all the ingredients while the pasta is warm.
Okay.
And this makes all the difference, because the pasta absorbs the flavour of the tomato, of the olives, whatever you want to put in there, peppers or whatever. But if you take cold pasta, put in cold ingredients, put it in the fridge, it's going to taste like nothing.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay, so you've given us a nice pasta salad
warm.
Idea there. Okay. Rice salad then, which can be a nice thing. Like, you can bring rice salad anywhere, really.
And it sounds boring, but it's so popular, you know. It's really popular. And it's what my kids always ask me to make. And I think, oh, my God, that's so boring. But they love it. And it's, you can put anything that's in your fridge into a rice salad. But again, mix everything except the cheese, because you don't want the cheese to melt. Everything while the rice is still warm. So you can put tuna, cheese, peas, peppers, cucumber, mice, boiled eggs, olives, pickles, whatever you want, ham. And just mix it really well. It does absorb a lot of olive oil. So I would put in half of the olive oil, you know, while I'm mixing it, while it's warm, let it cool, put it in the fridge. When you take it out half an hour before, no, maybe 10 minutes before you're going to serve it, put in the rest of the oil, kind of to resuscitate it, and then serve. But it's really, really popular, this dish.
Okay, so a couple of refreshing drinks then. So the first one is a lovely lemon drink. Is it Strappino?
This is Strappino. From Venice.
Right.
Strappino. And it's basically a lemon sorbet, and then put in Prosecco and a little dash of vodka.
What could go wrong there? Perfect. Okay. And finally, tell me about peaches and white wine.
Peaches and white wine. This is a really lovely tradition. I think it's a Roman tradition. And you can either caramelize the peaches, but I think that's just a modern take on it. Actually, I have to tell you, my son told me to do that. But in Rome, they don't do that. They don't.
Yeah, because in Rome, the peaches are all like practically rotting. They're so fresh.
That's
and
why.
Yeah.
They're lovely and ripe.
Whereas like, they can be like wood here, you know?
Yeah, now be careful not to use those very perfumed wines, you know, like in Ireland, those peachy wines, because that would just kill the purpose. Something dry like a Pecorino, a Vermentino, Pinot Grigio, perfect.
Okay, and you literally put the peaches in the white wine, yeah?
And leave it in the fridge. Take it out. You can eat the peaches with a fork, drink the white wine, peachy white wine, or you can use that for a Bellini cocktail, which would also be very nice.
Eileen Dunn Crescenzi, yeah. As always, I don't know if I'm envious or delighted by that conversation, but anyway, enjoy yourself up there in the Alps. Thanks, Eileen. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.